WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump preparing in their own ways for tomorrow night's first presidential debate. ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy with more on what Donald Trump is doing to get ready.
He eschews elaborate mock debates, but aides say Trump is preparing, huddling over policy with a small team of advisors. Those advisors include Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz and former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. Two sources familiar with the prep say Trump has been briefed on Harris's performance at past debates, including her sharp use of the phrase, "I'm speaking," to stop then-Vice President Mike Pence from cutting her off in 2020.
The debate will air on ABC. A month after a judge declared Google's search engine an illegal monopoly, the company is now defending itself in another antitrust lawsuit. The Justice Department and several states contend Google built and maintains a monopoly over online advertising. Pope Francis in Timor-Leste. Tomorrow he will celebrate Mass for as many as 750,000 Catholics. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 65 people in 9 states are sick after eating eggs infected with salmonella. Public health and agriculture officials have traced the source to an egg farm in Wisconsin. The eggs were distributed to Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan under labels like Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. They've since been recalled. Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, but he embraced one of its key provisions at a Saturday rally in Mosinee.
We will ultimately eliminate the Federal Department of Education and send education back to Wisconsin and back to the state.
Project 2025 is a sweeping action plan for the next Republican president to overhaul the government. Last week in Wisconsin, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona warned public schools are under attack. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The first full week of school for kids in Madison begins today, but a post was circulating social media scaring families. Apparently, there was a threat that mentioned Madison schools, referring to a school shooting. Madison police say multiple people saw it and called them. They say along with the school district, they jumped into action, and their first big discovery was that this post came from Florida, and the poster was talking about Madison County schools in, you guessed it, Madison County, Florida. They got in touch with police there who are now investigating that threat. Authorities there ended up arresting a 13-year-old they say made that post. Now Florida authorities are trying to determine whether that kid acted alone. MPD believes there is no threat to the safety of students here in Madison, Wisconsin, but they understand why families would be nervous. They have added patrols around MMSD schools today just as a precaution. So you may see some additional squad cars. That doesn't mean something's wrong. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that the team is going through some growing pains.
They could be tired. They can be feeling it. They can be trying not to, you know, they can be trying too hard. You know, a lot of young players still in there. We had 3, 4, again, 5. Most of our lineup are basically first-year guys.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow, almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Dylan Brogan will be our guest.
He represents Metro Transit. We'll talk about the BRT and the red lanes.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
It is true, though. I mean, she's got no votes and now she's running, so she explained that one.
Longer.
Stop.
Oh, that's on me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry. We didn't need to hear him anyway.
Yeah, you know what? He can F right way exactly. All the way off. Basically, what he was saying was that we shouldn't call it the Democratic Party. We should call it the Democrat Party.
Yeah, they've been saying that for a long time.
That's McCarthyism. Yeah. Joe McCarthy started that.
You know what? When they say that, I don't let it bother me because they only do it to get a rise out of it.
Right. That's and the emphasis on the rat.
Right. Part. Right. When I worked in conservative radio, we were told to say Democrat instead of Democratic.
That's ridiculous.
So they only do it to get a rise out of liberals, so I don't let it get a rise out of liberals.
It doesn't bother me. It's just, to me, it just makes you sound stupid. That's how I feel about it. You just sound dumb when you call it the Democrat
right.
Party.
Right. But when you tell people that they sound dumb when they say it, they got a rise out of you.
They bore me. So, hi, Justin.
Hi.
Justin Ruth is here.
He's back. We are waiting for Ms. Kirkman. She's ETA's in a couple of minutes,
I think. I feel late. A little valley traffic, apparently.
Right. Yeah, that's why you leave a little
I'm on time, though. That's all that matters.
That's
and
fresh.
You walked
professional,
here.
And I walked.
Thank you so much. And for those of you that didn't know, Justin Ruth, I met him because of Jen Kirkman.
Yeah.
And she sent me... your YouTube page a little over, God, almost 2 years ago now.
Really?
And you did this, what, seven?
A seven-part documentary, you know.
Seven-part documentary on my mom.
Uh-huh. And your mom is?
Carol Burnett. And I sent it to my mom. And then about 6 months later, mom says, can we get in touch with him? And I was like, of course. I think it was I mean, if anybody's going to do a biopic on my mom, it's you. Because you know more about her than she does.
That's exactly what she said.
I mean, seriously, you were when she did your podcast, she called me up. He's asked me questions nobody's ever asked me.
I know. She said that to me, too. I had so much fun. She had fun.
Yeah.
At least I think she did.
She did. She loves you.
We know she's the best actress. But
she's hopefully going to win that Emmy.
I'm rooting for her so loud. Are you going? You're going.
No.
You're not?
It's at night.
Oh, that's right.
On like a Sunday.
We get up. Oh, yeah. You have to be up at like 3 a.m.
Or much earlier than that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, I'm up usually around 1.
Okay. Well, I'll be cheering for her.
Well, I'm friends with Lorraine Newman, and her daughter is nominated.
Yeah.
And so the funniest thing is I messaged her, and I said, congratulations to Hannah, but I'm rooting for my mother. And she said, you have no idea how my daughter is freaking out the company that she's in.
Right. You know? Meryl Streep. Well, you know your mom was already nominated with Meryl Streep for a Golden Globe. Do you know that? Because when I brought that up to your mom, she went, I was? Oh, you're right. I was. Golden Globe for a wedding.
Oh, okay.
Wow, yes. was it
78 and Meryl, yes.
I love that movie so much.
It's a wedding was good. Fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
We had fun.
Yeah.
We were there for the summer. Oh, we were there at that giant mansion for
which
the summer.
Richard Marks ended up buying.
Exactly.
All of this can be found in my documentary. But
really?
Yeah, and my interview with Carol.
Wow.
Yeah, she
like Richard Marks, like
the singer.
The singer with his wife Cynthia Rhodes from Dirty Dancing.
No.
Yeah. I told your mom that and she went, they need air conditioning.
Yes. The grotto was the only place that was cool enough in the summer because they didn't have any air. It's right on the Lake Bluff.
In Nashville or something.
No, it was in Lake Bluff, Illinois. And there were so many kids that were in the movie, and then we were there.
Right.
So it was just kids everywhere.
Right.
And whenever the kids didn't have
to. And Desi Arnaz Jr.
And Desi Jr.
Yes.
And Mia Farrow.
Yeah.
It was quite the summer for the three of us. And Princess Grace graced our presence.
Really?
She came one afternoon.
That was before she was Princess Grace. She was just Grace Kelly. Right?
No, she was Princess Grace at the time. Okay. This is 78. She was Princess 76 is when they shot it. But she came to the set unbeknownst. And Erin, my sister, had just fallen and cut her knee open. So the princess went, are you okay? She said, I'll be okay. And she looked at her and she was like, it's going to be okay. Very nice lady.
Yeah.
She just came to visit. I forget who she was there visiting, but she came to just visit.
Okay.
Just all of a sudden, royalty shows
up. That's what happens on a Robert Altman film.
And Laurie Metcalf and John Malkovich, extras.
Were they really?
They hadn't even, like, the, you know, the Chicago Steppenwolf.
Right. Yeah,
they were extras in it.
Then I probably saw them.
I know, right?
Yeah. You know?
Just, like, unknown. I love that.
And Stephanie sat next to Laurie Metcalf on the way to Chicago.
She did.
It all comes full.
Yes.
Carol brings everyone together.
She does.
She's very good about that.
She's very, very good about it. Yeah, but Mia Farrow had all of her kids with her there that weren't working, you know?
Yeah.
Sun Yi was just a baby.
Oh, wow.
I think she was an infant at the time.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, everybody was so nice.
We need your book, Jody.
Yeah.
When's that coming?
I never. Another reason I'm not running for office.
Fine, I'll just make a documentary on you.
Good luck. Do not call my friends. Don't call any of them. Only Jen, if she ever makes it.
Oh my God.
I hope she's okay. She's okay, right?
I guess I can check my phone again. Can we call her live?
We should call her live. Here, why don't we, while we're waiting for her to get here.
Yeah.
Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh, you guys. A couple little things.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, that mansion that Richard Marks and his wife owned,
right.
My husband installed the home theater in their house.
Really?
And has met Richard Marks. Yes. And that the church where the wedding was filmed,
uh-huh.
It was a church called Grace Episcopal in Oak Park.
Okay.
And right next to that church was a parking garage where a certain little redheaded girl was watching to get a glimpse at the great Carol Burnett, who I adored, and she gave me street cred on the playground on Mondays when I would reenact the scenes from the Carol Burnett show. So...
Wow, did not know this about you, Karen.
Did not at all. That's so cool.
Yes.
I love that house. That house was amazing.
So,
what a story.
Yeah, so I've never been in there, but yes, my husband said it is amazing. And Richard Marks, of course, as we all know, is an amazing guy.
And Richard Marks has been on the Stephanie Miller Show and has been on the Happy Hour podcast.
See?
Yep.
It's all connected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is all connected. But you know what? I want to... This is the thing, you know, we talk about, like, the gun laws, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so, members, you know, the problem is members of Congress that are in the Republican Party,
mm-hmm.
They are the ones that walk around with lapel pins. They are the ones that pose with the weapon of choice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, when I hear about, like, the raising the age requirements,
mm-hmm.
Yes, that is all well and good. But, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but it's like, bottom line is this. We have got to ban the weapons that are being used,
mm-hmm.
regardless of age, in these mass shootings.
Amen.
And that is why we have to tell everybody, up and down ballot, vote blue, vote for people that are in favor of common sense gun laws. And there's a number of things that we can do to stop this epidemic. And every single election matters. And we have got to make sure people understand. And I think because of the era of Trump, people are starting to wake up that midterms matter, primaries matter. And
I'm not doing
on earlier, but here's the other thing. You know, Donald Trump, he didn't participate in debates. Those were not debates. Those were a chimpanzee, an orange chimpanzee, flinging poo at other people.
Yeah.
That wasn't a debate. There are no debates. I have yet to see him actually engage in debate with anybody on those stages.
No, you're absolutely right.
So, you know, that's
right.
The other thing.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely
right. Anyway, love you guys.
Love you too, Karen. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
No, she's absolutely right. I mean, we were talking about apparently Donald Trump has been in more, quote, debates than any other presidential candidate ever.
Yeah.
With primary debates, remember there were 16 people in 2016. Yeah. So they had to have more debates than I think they would have just to call the herd.
Right.
And she's right. He was just slinging poo.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing he ever said that had any policy. Still doesn't.
No.
Except for child care is child care, you know.
Wow. I'm still hung up on chimpanzee because chimpanzees can be cute, you
and
know.
And they're smart.
That was yeah, I was going to say, I can't with that reference.
He just flings his own poo.
Exactly. He does.
Well, he does wear a diaper, according to certain people that we know that know him.
And certain photos, too, maybe.
I mean, yeah, certain photos. No, he just, I mean, he was ripped for saying migrant kids are poisoning schools. I mean, he just said that over the weekend. He said he made a baffling assertion that the schools were essentially creating transgender students by forcing children to undergo gender reassignment surgery.
Forcing.
In school. Like, where are these operating tables?
Exactly.
Like, where are these rooms?
They can barely get a school nurse to hand out an aspirin.
Thank
Seriously.
You.
Seriously. Wherever these, like, surgery rooms are, that's where the kids should hide during shootings.
Yes.
Because we can't
them. We can never find them.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, very good point.
It's getting, and he's saying that migrants are poisoning our schools. It's like, no.
Oh, there we go with the Nazi rhetoric again.
Exactly. And it's like, children that are brought here by their family have no choice to be here or not. They're not choosing to be here. They've been brought here. And so for that to even just be a thing that anybody would say is gross, to say the least. I have other words, but a FCC licensing and everything. Wow. you know.
He knows how to appeal to the gross, exactly. Doesn't he?
He does.
Probably break so we can
hopefully find out if Jen is here. Yes. So on that note,
yes.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, it is 17 after, by the way, is brought to you by Dr. Marty's. Did you know that dog food can be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food, kibble or canned food.
Yeah.
When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products.
And they're gross.
It's just icky. Ugh. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's systems and can make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. So it's tricky because even the, quote, healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried, raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious. The babies who just came downstairs, they love it so much. And you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive Cod Krispies. You can receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Are you having a party or something?
Non-stop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pet's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 23 minutes after the hour, and we finally, the lovely and popular...
The mic right there. There we go.
There she is.
It's her first time on a podcast. Just give her a minute.
She's been on the radio
before. Never done this.
She doesn't host like 70 million podcasts or anything.
I'm taking my medication. Uh-huh. And when the... You came back in. Hello.
Hi, Jen Kirkman.
I realized you didn't know I wasn't here. I won't go into the boring story, but I'm here now.
Yay!
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
Okay, so we've been explaining that I know him because of you.
Correct. Yes. And I know that's it. I don't have any other story about, like, and I know you because of Steph, uh-huh. and I know you because of Steph,
right.
and I know Justin just because I know Justin.
Yeah.
Is she really asleep?
She was just down here.
What a whore.
She came by. She said hi to us.
Yeah.
Not to me. I know I wasn't here.
You're late.
But did she ask about me?
Yes.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's always all that matters. Let me do this.
Uh-oh, what happened?
It's okay. It's just to make my life a little bit easier.
All right.
There we go. See, it's just, I don't have to.
No, you're so far.
Talk about the cameras.
Yeah, I have to run cameras and do this, mm-hmm. so there is that.
Right.
So, young lady.
Yes.
First off, the last time I saw a picture of you was when you went to the Emmys.
That's right.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
Yes.
That was so long ago.
I know.
And it's weird that there's another
one. Last fall,
wasn't
it?
No,
it was
January.
Oh, yeah.
Because of
January.
The strike, it
right.
had to be. So it's
right.
weird to see.
It's this month.
To see more yeah. happening.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like a big deal. It's really not. Like, it's exciting, but it's like all a technicality that I got to go. Does that make any sense? Like, I wasn't personally nominated, but a show, Mrs. Maisel, that I wrote for right. was nominated, and anyone with, like, blah, blah title gets to go. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, you got to be there.
I got to be there, and I will say it's nothing, it's everything that you know that it is, which is just crowded, a million people walking. Once
right.
you're in there, there are people who just want the celebrities to get
sure.
their picture taken. So you are just being corralled like cows,
yep.
even worse than cows, because I think with cows, at least... Well, no, they're walking to their death. I'm not going to try to. But at least they don't know, maybe. Or maybe
right.
they do. It's not up to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, you know, it's just like, move, move. Just a lot of people
yeah.
yelling, move. There's no food or beverage. I know. I thought there'd be something, like a bag of snacks
right.
at the front.
It's
like,
not the Golden Globes.
Right. Well, I knew there was no sit-down. But I thought maybe, oh, sponsored by Chex Mix. And there's, like, bags in a bin in the front. But there's one concession line for thousands and thousands
no.
of people. One line. But what was interesting is people were waiting in it. Like, you saw big names waiting in it.
Okay.
And but then I went and I bought a pretzel after an hour's wait. And then I walked away. They're like, ma'am. And they were charging me. I thought it was free.
Oh.
Not in an entitled way, but in a, oh, I just thought it was free.
Right.
And I didn't have my purse on me. It was a, you know, it
was
like, it's like, that's what the Emmys is like.
Yeah.
It's not like anything glamorous. And then when you're sitting there, you don't realize it, but you can just talk as loud as you want. Like, it's not your average TV taping where it's like, quiet, everyone.
Right.
And no, you just come and go, and, you know, the cameras aren't on me anyway. So
right.
that was kind of fun in the sense that, like, you can just lean over and be like, oh, my God, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Just sharing Chex Mix with Meryl Streep.
with Meryl Streep. Oh, she will be at the Emmys, maybe,
yeah.
with
yeah,
her show.
For
but there
murder.
Was no Chex Mix. So, anyway, that's my exciting story.
But you looked beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
You did.
I had sneakers on, which was kind of fun.
That's
yeah.
more fun.
Yeah. Because I have, like, a toe issue. We don't have to go into it.
Oh, I want to know now.
It's just a Morton's Neuroma.
What is that?
There was a Golden Girls episode about it.
Really?
Really?
Dorothy got a Morton's Neuroma surgery. And,
yes.
Yes, and then Blanche made a, you know, sexual STD joke and,
all right.
you know, whatever. But it just means that there's, like, a dead nerve in my toe. There she is. Oh, I thought you were
here.
I thought you were in bed waiting for me.
I'll be back upstairs naked. Hi, Jen Kirkman.
Oh, hi.
I have to go get a mammogram and a COVID shot now. I just wanted to come tell you I love you. I'm sorry I'm missing
you. I love you, too.
Goodbye.
I'll give you a mammogram.
Well, then.
Wow.
Let me give you a test.
Oh, my God.
Let me give you a testogram.
Good luck with your COVID shot. Thanks for hugging me real close before you got it.
Yeah.
She already tested negative, so you're okay.
Oh, all right. Fine.
Yeah. I got mine last week.
I have to get mine. I'm going to get it when I go back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got mine last Friday.
Everyone get yours. To
yes.
everyone out there listening, I
yep.
need to explain this to you. It will help with the new variants that are coming.
Absolutely.
Yep. Don't be like, oh, well, I thought it was
only a cold.
It's a cold that stays in your body.
Forever.
And one day you're just going to.
It will make your blood coagulate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There you go. There
That's
you go.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I do. I have a good friend of mine, she's got original COVID.
Oh, boy.
In 2020.
COVID classic?
Classic COVID. And and she's only in her, she might be 50 now, but she's in her 40s.
Yeah.
And she has long COVID.
Oh.
She had to quit working.
Oh, my God.
She could barely, like, if she can do laundry, she's excited.
Oh, my God.
Day. She's what her doctors call a unicorn, because this disease that it woke up in her body was because of COVID, and she might have gotten it when she was in her 80s and has it now.
I got the fatigue for a month after COVID. It was hard to function.
It's nasty.
Yep.
It is nasty stuff. On that positive note,
All right, we'll be back. It's 29 minutes after. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in Two Rivers are investigating the remains of a human skeleton. They're not confirming or denying that it could be Elijah Vu. The 3-year-old boy has been missing since February. The sheriff's office says a deer hunter found the remains. The sheriff says he cannot provide specific information about details for now. A new study finds a split on how people in Wisconsin feel about drinking raw milk. Sean Patterson led the study for the University of Pennsylvania.
People living in rural areas thought that raw milk was safer overall than people living in the suburbs or in urban environments.
Untreated milk has been linked to illness outbreaks. Patterson says the risks don't outweigh any perceived benefits like better taste or nutrition. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. One of the busiest thoroughfares to downtown Madison now has some lane closures. Thousands of people take John Nolan Drive to work every day. Starting today, parts of one lane each direction are now closed. Crews are working on rebuilding Olin Turville Court and a section of East Lakeside Street. And staff in the traffic division will see how this goes to help them decide whether they could reduce lanes on John Nolan permanently. Plans are in place for an overhaul of the road in 2025 and 26 as part of the Madison Lakeway project. These closures will last almost 2 months. And you can ask city leaders questions about the Madison budget this week. They're using the format beloved on Reddit, Ask Me Anything. That means you can log on and ask any question you have about the upcoming Madison budget. One of the biggest topics will undoubtedly be the $22 million referendum on the ballot November 5th. That AMA, as they're called, is all virtual. It's Wednesday from 5:30 to 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinere returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Going into very hostile territory shortly on it.
why it keeps breaking up.
I don't know.
Is it the computer or is it me?
No.
Because they seemed to work for me the other day. The
universe doesn't want anyone to hear him.
That's what it is. Hi, it's 34 minutes after the hour, and apparently nobody should ever hear him talk. So I'm down with that.
I'm fine with that.
I am fine with that, too. I am fine with that. And we have Jen Kirkman and Justin Roots.
Hi, Justin.
And they were talking about Beetlejuice.
We were. We just saw it a couple nights
ago. You saw it twice.
I did see it twice.
Well, it's named twice.
I saw it twice.
We went to the Grove. I hadn't been there in years.
Uh-huh.
And we saw it on a nice hot summer day. Great to go to a movie. I hadn't sat in a movie theater in years.
And we played tourists. We had dinner afterwards by the fountain, you know, the big
fountain.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
First
I'm
time.
So glad the movie's doing well. This is such a big Gen X moment. I'm so happy.
Yep.
I turned 50 this year, so that was like the best present to myself ever, that like one of my favorite movies when I was a teenager has a sequel. It did well.
And Jen and I have been bonding about Winona Ryder for years now. Winona was in Jen's Drunk History. Do you know that?
No.
Yes.
Mary Dyer.
Really?
I remember.
And Winona played her.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Do you want to hear a Hollywood show that's
yes.
Yes. Well, this is before Stranger Things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And this wonderful woman throws herself into everything she's doing. So as the narrator of Drunk History,
right.
And yes, anyone listening, if they've seen it, you are really drunk.
Uh-huh.
I have nothing to do with any of the other part. They film me and they don't even know who the actress is.
You have to study the story of what you're telling beforehand, right?
Yeah. Okay. You got to study it, get drunk, and then the editors and the directors, they go off and months later they cast people in it to do the lip syncing.
Sure.
And that's it. You
and
never
it's
hear
it's hysterical.
From...
It's so funny.
And
yeah.
I'm not
a fun show.
I'm not saying that because I mean everyone's funny on it.
Yeah.
But I have nothing to do with it. But Winona was saying to Derek, the creator and the director, is Jen going to be here? Not that she knew who I was, but they give them my voice to listen to. And he said, well, no, the narrators aren't part of this part. And she, oh, well, I'd really love to get to know her, kind of so she could embody me. And Derek's like, well, you just have to embody Mary Dyer, the character you're playing.
Right.
But she's like, well, is there anything I can learn about Jen? So she bought a copy of this book I wrote. And she actually went to the, you know, crappy little premiere night for her episode. She came to it at this small little venue in the Wilshire Ebell Theater, and I went, and I didn't know anybody, and she didn't know anybody, and I was hiding in the bathroom, and my friend Derek was like, I swear she's coming, I'm not just making that up, and I'm like, well, I hope she'll at least say hi to me. I leave the bathroom, I see her, she is coming down the hall at me. It is so Winona. I felt like I was in a movie.
Yeah.
She had all black, like, skirt on, a Tom Waits t-shirt, and she runs towards me, and she says to me, it's you. And I'm like, no. It's you. And we hugged, and then I said, I don't know anyone here, and she said, I don't know anyone here. And she's one of those celebrities that doesn't seem like one.
Right.
And sometimes you fear for those people because they're so sweet. You want anyone to take...
They could get eaten up by the whole...
Yes.
Industry. Yeah.
She got a strong grip. She's holding my hand tight, and she's like, we got to find some cigarettes. And I'd quit smoking, but my dream was to always, like, smoke cigarettes with her. So she stayed all night. We sat at this little table, and we sat and smoked cigarettes all night. I don't think she drank, but I had some wine. And then afterwards, we went to, like, an after party at some crappy bar on Cahuenga, and she came.
Wow.
And to find Chex Mix.
Yeah, to find Chex Mix.
She needed the Chex Mix. That's what it was.
And she was like, we got to stay in touch. And we stayed in touch for like a week. I would get these long texts from her. My dad loves you. He wants us to be in a movie together and play sisters. I mean, just saying crap. And then she just floats away.
Float away.
You just never hear from her again. And it was, who cares?
Uh-huh.
But it was just like for 1 week of my life, she was my bestie. And she was so kind. But she was saying, I really just want to get on a TV show that's really cool and reminds me of stuff from the 80s.
Yeah.
And then she got Stranger Things.
She did it.
Wow.
So, you know, kids out there with a dream, it can come true again.
Tell Jen Kirkman your dreams will come true. Hey, me, Carol.
That's
look
right.
At that.
That's right.
I'm the dream maker.
She is
the
dream maker.
I've got my dreams.
Right?
I've got dreams.
You're working on an Emmy-winning show.
Well, I'm working on a new show. We don't know what it's going to be yet.
Okay,
Emmys, I don't know.
You've worked on an Emmy-winning show.
I know, but that's not my dream is to find a bag of money on the street and never work again. That's my
dream. A bag of money with a dollar sign on the side.
Yes.
Absolutely. It has to have the dollar sign on the side, or what's the point of it?
Right.
So that's my showbiz story.
I like it.
That's so
cool.
I mean,
it's not as exciting as your showbiz stories.
No, that's really exciting. Are you kidding?
Well, for you, yeah, but I'm talking to Jody.
Well, I... Yeah.
Well, I got to meet Winona Ryder once.
Oh, tell us.
Timothy Leary's house.
See?
What? Okay, then.
What?
Even better.
Yeah, it was a bunch of us went over to, he was having a big party and holding court in his bedroom.
As you do.
As Dr. Leary did. And she was his goddaughter.
That's right, yeah.
And so I'm in the kitchen, and then Dr. Leary walks in and goes, "Hi, you guys having a good time?" I'm like, "You're Timothy Leary."
Yes.
You know, and then she was just sitting smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Because I still smoked then, too. And so she was just very nice and unassuming. It was like, oh, that's Winona Ryder, you know?
Yes.
And then we all went, oh, yeah, that's his goddaughter, so no wonder she's here. Right. But, yeah, it was pretty cool to meet Dr. Leary.
That's cool.
I love how polite you are. You're like, Mr. Leary, know, Dr. Leary.
She does that with everyone, though.
No.
You do with all the big people.
I do.
You're very, very sweet and polite. It's like you revert back into, like, I am going to be very polite.
She gets
these
it
are
from
adults.
Her classy, polite mother.
Yes.
Who just sent me a card the other day. I'm just
did
gonna
she?
Say.
We
are just dropping names
ago.
Left and right.
I mean, listen, you all are gonna brag about Winona Ryder. I'm just gonna say I got one in the mail about 5 days ago.
What's the occasion?
Don't worry about it.
Wait, did I forget your birthday?
No, that was in March. Don't worry about it.
What was this card? Like a Labor Day
she's
card?
She's just a classy, very sweet, very nice lady.
She is.
She really is. And the apple does not fall far from that tree over there.
Very nice. The check's in the mail.
The check's mix.
The check's mix is in the mail. I bet she would have check's mix. Yes. When I told my mother about Justin and Carol, she goes, oh, my God, isn't that wonderful? She goes, is something going on with that? I said, well, he's gay.
I wish.
And she's
married.
A little bit older, but yeah, and married.
Oh, yes.
Slight age gap.
Yeah.
But no, there isn't. But I do think it's a deep love of another kind. But now I'm starting to think of something going on.
I think we should just all be extras in Palm Royale. How can the four of us do that?
Oh, I love that.
We don't need to act.
They have
it.
Big parties.
No, I just want. Yeah, I don't want to act. We just we're in the back. Like, just we can just you know. You, Jen's great at like acting with fake cough. Hallmark
thank you.
Movies. The empty. The
they're
empty,
like, sir, ma'am. You can't actually drink in this scene. We're getting wasted on set.
Exactly.
And plus, all the glasses have to maintain the same level
of
liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah, for continuity.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, and a friend of mine, though, he's a dancer. He was actually in the big dancing thing in Palm Royale. And I was like, I know him. I've known him since I was like 14 years old. And
that.
He was one of the featured dancers in that big samba kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Jones, the dancer that I know.
Actually, I can call him Bill.
Okay.
But like Tim Conway, you would call him.
Mr. Conway.
Yes. Or Jim Neighbors, what do you call him?
Uncle Jim.
Uh-huh. That one I'm jealous of.
Well, he was
your
my godfather.
Jinx.
I know. Yeah. I don't even know who my godfather is. Probably some weirdo neighbor.
No, I mean, I've told you this several times. I have a very strange life. And I am now texting with Martin Sheen's wife, Janet, a lot.
Uh-huh.
And so I still say to her, it's very difficult for me to call you, because they insist
Janet,
on me calling them Martin and Janet. And I'm like, Mr. and Mrs. Sheen, I just can't, you know, do that. And so she sent me something the other day, and it was a reference to Bang Bang, I think. And she goes, will you send that to your mom to send to Julie Andrews? And so I said, I'll forward it to mom. And I said, you know, they've been friends forever, you know, best friends, blah, blah, blah. But I call her Aunt Julie, and she's like, oh, that's so sweet. And she signed the last text. She goes, Uncle Martin and Aunt Janet.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, my God.
Isn't
so you went from Mr. and Mrs.
to Uncle and
to
Aunt.
To Uncle and Aunt.
Isn't that sweet
you
of
move
her?
Fast.
That's adorable.
Yeah, I'm good.
You do move
You're
fast.
Good.
No, I mean, I just thought it was the cutest thing in the world, because they're the sweetest people.
That
you
is
know?
Really sweet.
And I was just like, okay.
With so many bleeps out there in the celebrity world, it's always so nice to find out when people are genuine and real and you
there's
know
a lot
they're
of
not.
Them.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
There's a lot.
First of all, us four, some of the sweetest celebs
we know.
In LA.
I mean, come on.
Well, the three of you are celebrities. I'm
yeah, you are. Have you seen the applause that you get when you go on stage?
I don't know about
that. I would say that you're a celebrity, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. No one with muscles like that is some nobody.
I was
going to
say, your arms are celebrities. Jeez.
Yeah. It's his arms.
Jeez.
Sheesh, exactly, exactly. Uh-oh.
What?
This is Seth. You're the homo of filth?
The homo of filth.
Oh, I love him.
Yes. Yes, it's the homo of filth, Colin.
Wonderful.
With with a joke I've been trying to get in forever, but I think this is the right crew for it.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay. So, and I've cleaned it up, Chris, so you don't have to worry
Thank
about
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Jumping on the button. Okay. So did I ever tell any of you guys about the time when Trump died and went to hell?
No.
I love it, though.
Okay. So Trump dies and he goes to hell, and the devil's there, and he says, oh, we're so honored to have you here. Thanks for coming. There's no room. Is the problem. So we have to kick someone out to let you in. And I'm going to show you three rooms. And behind each door is someone doing their penance in hell. And you're going to pick the one that you're going to switch with. That one will go and you'll take over. So they go to the first room and they open. And it's Richard Nixon. And he's spooling this endless roll of reel-to-reel tape that never ends.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump says, so I'll have to do that if I go in the room. And the devil says, yes. And Trump says, well, you know, I have a golf injury with my shoulder and the bone spurs, and I can't do that. So they open the second door, and there's Saddam Hussein, and he's digging an endless tunnel with a teaspoon that just never, never ends underground.
Right.
And Trump says, well, no, I don't think I can sit in there, and I'm claustrophobic. So they go to the third room, and they open it up, and there's Adolf Hitler just laying in this beautiful feather bed.
Uh-huh.
And then Eva Braun comes in, and she starts pleasuring him, you know, with her mouth.
Goodness gracious.
And Trump says, that's it? That's it? And the devil says, yeah, that's it. And Trump says, well, this is the room for me. And the devil goes, great, fine, thank you. And then he cries out, hey, Eva, you can go now.
Oh.
I'm not sure if I got it, but I do have ADD, and I may have tuned out halfway through.
Yeah. Mike wouldn't delivery, Mike.
You know, his delivery, yeah. I think, was good.
Okay.
I just don't think I understood the joke. Is the joke that...
that he was replacing Eva Braun in...
So he's going to have to pleasure...
Right, in the oral pleasure of Hitler.
Right.
Oh, that's a good joke. Yeah. This is how my mind took it. That she leaves, so he's not going to get pleasured by her and just like, oh, that's a bummer.
No, that he's replacing Eva Braun.
My version is terrible and boring, but that's, like I said, I kind of tuned out, but it's not successful.
I was just daydreaming about being on Palm Royale. The whole time I was picturing us being extras, that's all. I missed it.
Oy vey.
Holding martini glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, holding martini glasses, yep. And not being in a coma.
Exactly.
I mean, my mom literally is like, I don't know what to submit because she hardly speaks through most of the...
Yeah.
And you can only submit one episode.
Oh, it's so funny when she does speak, though, and is just doing her... scream of her, whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah.
That was great.
Robert.
Paul Sand.
I know. I love that. And I love that you recognized him before you even knew he was going to be on, right?
I had no idea.
Were you just watching?
We were watching it, and I sat up, straight up, and I was like, that's Paul Sand! And Lonnie's like, who's Paul Sand? I'm like, I'm going to show you every sketch he ever did on my mom's show, and you're going to love him.
And did you say Lonnie reminded him of Martin Short a little bit? I thought that was such a perfect comparison.
Yeah,
he is very,
yeah,
Martin
very,
Short.
Very, very much so. Yeah, no, he was on my mom's show a lot in the first 5 years.
I didn't recognize him. Okay, I didn't know that. I was like, who's Paul Sand? That's very exciting. And they come back together again.
I know. I love that.
And I got to see him at my mom getting her feet and hands put in cement.
Yeah.
And Mr. Sand was there. And
Mr. Sand.
I love that the Walk of Fame, right? It wasn't like a mobster
going
to. It was at the Chinese theater.
At the Chinese.
Yeah.
And by the way, she almost sank. But
because she's so tiny.
She's tiny. And then the shoes, it's like, who's keeping those shoes?
Yeah, right.
But no, Mr. Sand was there and I introduced myself and he was so sweet. And I'm like, I'm so glad he's going to be in season 2. So yay.
Yay.
But yeah, it was really nice to see him because I hadn't seen him since I was probably 6 years old, maybe.
Have they started filming season 2?
They're starting in October.
Okay.
At least that's when Mom starts it.
I love that show. Everything looks like you know that photographer Slim Aarons?
Yeah,
everything
exactly.
looks like a Slim Aarons photo. I love it so much.
Yep.
Oh, the costume designer loves Bob Mackie.
Oh, perfect.
You know, so she was excited to meet him.
Yeah.
Right.
And the set design was amazing because we got to go one day to the house.
Uh-huh.
It's, I imagine, gorgeous.
It was
Is it in Florida?
No.
No?
It takes place in Florida, but they shot it here.
Okay.
At Paramount.
Okay.
I could totally live in that pool boy's house. That little space,
absolutely.
It's gorgeous.
No, it was just phenomenal to go there. And
And Kristen,
Richard Marx owns it.
There you go. He owns everything, doesn't he? He is so well
he
off.
He owns all the houses.
He owns every house. Yeah. No, we got to meet Kristen Wiig, too, and she was so nice.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And we were all masked up.
Ms. Wiig.
And we were all masked up, you know, and then when she was at Mom's birthday, she recognized me. I'm like, how did you recognize me? I'm not masked up.
Your gorgeous red hair and your gorgeous blue eyes.
They're green, but
oh, green, sorry.
They're also brown, depending on what I wear.
Oh, interesting.
They change.
Very
change.
David Bowie.
Well, I mean, it's just, it just depends on what you wear. The green will come out more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
You wear green on one side, brown on the other, then you're husky.
There you go. Uh-huh. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. It's already 49 minutes.
Oh, my God.
It's already 49 minutes after
just a break.
Just a break. Yep. We're not done yet. We'll be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show with Jen Kirkman and Justin Root.
That's the craziest thing I've heard.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Ever heard of Joan Bollweg? She's your state senator, and she's got one of the worst records on women in the entire state senate. But don't take our word for it. Listen to women who live in her district.
Joan Bollweg wants to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
And would jail doctors who perform them.
Bollweg voted to ban birth control, too, and to deny rape victims emergency contraception.
Banning all abortion, banning birth control. Bollweg even wrote a law that would force doctors to perform C-sections on women who need an abortion. Some decisions should only be between a woman and her doctor. But Joan Bollweg thinks politicians like her should make them for you.
No one wants to tell you what to do with your body more than Joan Bollweg.
But she can't tell you what to do with your vote.
There's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate. Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello, Michael in Oakland. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Do you know if they added any audience participation to the show they're doing on tour like was done in your mom's show?
Any Q&A?
Any Q&A, you mean?
Q&A or get the audience into a skit or anything?
I don't know. They do Q&A, Stephanie's doing sometimes.
Not anymore. They used to.
Yeah, they used to. I remember.
They change it up every once in a while.
Yeah, they used to, but not so much anymore. Just, you know, they just all applaud for Chris.
I have a corny suggestion.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so find out, do like a serial recitation of the Gettysburg Address. Find out how many people know it by heart. Have somebody start in the audience up on stage. Get 8-10 people who say they know. Have somebody start, then have somebody pick it up, have the audience correct them, and make sure that they emphasize the last couple of lines, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Just make that a real home run. I bet you guys, I bet the crew could make that really fun and meaningful. Or it could be as corny as possible and the dumbest idea in the history of show business.
I'm going to go with number two.
I don't even think that it's corny. It's just never going to happen if you met a drunk audience.
Exactly. No. Right. They're there for the comedy. They're not there for the recitation of the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah. Though it is funny when you go to her shows, because like when I was at the last one at the Saban, and Rob Reiner walks by. And, this is Rob Reiner. And then Adam Schiff walks in, everybody goes, "That's Adam Schiff!" And everybody starts freaking out about the politicians more than the celebrities that are there. Though I think Mark Hamill will take the prize this time.
Yes, I think so.
Because he's going to be at Sexy Liberal in November.
That's exciting!
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's awesome. I'm excited to meet him again. I've met him once.
I met him backstage in Chicago, and he's a delightful, delightful man.
Did you see the picture that he posted with him and Stephen King?
No.
Yeah, that was just a couple of days ago, right?
Yeah. He was in a theater, and he had a picture going, that's Stephen King, you know?
I love when celebrities dork out on each other.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially the big ones. They fan out over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll go from Mr. Hamill to Mark or Uncle Hamill.
Uncle Hamill. I like Uncle Hamill. Uncle Mark.
Hamill Hamilton. Uncle Hamill Hamill. There we go.
I got to meet him once here a long time ago, and he was very nice.
When I met him backstage, he's like, I love your encyclopedic knowledge of Hanna-Barbera characters.
Oh, he's a real, like, hardcore listener.
He's a hardcore listener. He's a fan. He's a fanboy.
So you are a celebrity then.
To Mark Hamill, sure.
To the biggest movie star ever. Yeah, sure.
Only just poor little Mark Hamill.
Yeah, okay. The biggest movie of all time.
I know.
And Lily Tomlin came up to me once backstage at a Sexy Liberal, and she said, oh, Chris, I know who you are. You're funny.
Oh my God!
On your tombstone.
Yeah, yes.
That's it.
Totally.
There's your tombstone.
I'm like, I can die now.
Yeah.
All she's ever said to me was, "Were you wearing an eye patch?" That's an old Stephanie Miller classic story. I won't go to the archives. You'll find it.
I was here for that.
That's right. You probably saw it happen.
I remember that.
We had fan art because of that.
Really?
Yeah. Someone drew like a picture of the incident where you got your
Jody's dying to call her Aunt Lily, aren't
out.
You? I know you are. I know you are.
I call her Ms. Tomlin.
No, you don't. You call her Aunt Lily. I know you do. Don't lie.
I don't know her that well.
Oh, really?
I've only met her a few times. Right. Though I do have her
Your
email.
Mom and her really never did anything together.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. She was on Mom's show.
Okay.
In a jail cell.
That's a very funny sketch.
Yes. Okay.
I'll have to look that up.
Yes.
I don't know that
one.
Oh,
it's good.
It's a very funny
it's
sketch.
Good. I wish Lily did more like that. I love that character she played. Sorry.
She was fantastic.
I'm nerding out over here.
No, it's I love it.
It's okay. We freaked her out when she came over for our Carpenters karaoke. So
Carpenters.
Right here. Yeah. Right. You have a picture with them. You're supposed to send me.
I do. I gotta scan that. All right. Oh, my goodness. It's 58 minutes after.
Justin Roots, Jen Kirkman. You're awesome.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
You are all awesome.
Thank you so much for being here. Bye.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic, and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case a game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.